In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Aiden Madden. Hello, Aiden.
Hey, how's it going, Andy?
It's going great. You're getting some exercise. Sounds like you're out for a walk, right?
Absolutely. I'm sweating out here.
Now, where are you? Where are you now?
So my family, we just moved to Bethel, Connecticut. We lived in Maypack, New York for my whole life, and so we start fresh in Bethel now.
Maypack High School, go Indians, right?
Yes, sir.
But you're going to school in Nashville? Is that what's going on?
Yes, I go to Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee.
Wow, so you're kind of killing two birds with one stone, getting the education, and you're in the center of the, really, music city.
I'm studying music business, so that's really my path. I want to learn as much about the business and about everything you need to know on that aspect so that I could use it towards my own career and hopefully playing music and my own music.
Smart move. Typically, would you be hitting the clubs to play in Nashville?
Not yet. I just, I started off in Nashville this first semester. I was doing busking, so just playing on the street, open guitar case, and do a lot of that. That was a lot of fun. I'd play with my band. And then I also started doing some open mics. So those were my first couple opportunities in Nashville.
That's gutsy stuff. In both cases, you know, you're at the mercy of people just walking by or falling into a club. They're going to give you thumbs up, thumbs no. You'll know pretty quickly what's working, what isn't, right?
Yeah, and you never know who you're going to come across, too, especially in a place like Nashville.
Nashville, yeah. You get, not only do you get money, but you get some business cards in there as well, I would imagine, right?
Absolutely. And being home since during quarantines when I really started building up my my own career as an artist and stuff and putting my music out. So I think that I'm really going to hit the ground running when I go back.
The smart ones are doing exactly that, building up their repertoire, building up their chops. Instead of complaining about it, they're working on it. How old are you?
I'm turning 19 in August.
Wow, 19. Is this the weirdest, strangest year of your 19 years?
Absolutely. It's more than I could even explain. It's been a crazy ride.
Some artists, your job is to inform, some to provoke, no doubt about that, some to comfort. Which category are you in?
I would say comfort the most for me, you know, because you never know what other people are going through and how things affect them in particular. I can reflect my own experiences and hope that people can hopefully relate to it. You know, a lot of my music is about loss and about just powering through a lot of things that have happened in my life in the past couple months and past couple years. So it's something we all have in common as we all go through tough times. So I hope that people can relate to my music.
What happened in the last couple of years that would make you, Aiden Madden, a comforting songwriter?
Just a couple months ago, I lost my father, which has been a huge impact on my family and just moved out of my childhood home. Some of my songs, they can relate to multiple people in my life who I've lost. And it's they've even comforted me through my time just by listening to them. And, you know, writing's obviously been an outlet for me.
Well, you dedicated the album to your father, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
What is the name of the album?
It's called If You Could See Me.
Okay, available where?
Available on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Aiden Madden. Do you collaborate with a lot of other artists, other friends, musicians?
For this album, and for all my work out so far, I did everything that had to do with it. So I played all the instruments, I did all the production, did everything on my own for this one.
Is that out of necessity or out of greed?
It was something that I actually always wanted to do, like to do something on my own and be able to do all the moving parts for an album. But really, just in quarantine, I knew it was my biggest opportunity. So I started messing around with GarageBand and all simple stuff. I really never planned on recording the album to begin with. And then my first single that I started working on came out better than I thought. So I just figured I would roll with it.
Yeah. So now we're in phase four-ish, I guess. What happens to you when we're in, say, the next phase, when it all opens up?
My goal is to really just build up my live music repertoire. I think that's the biggest thing that's holding me back right now. But I'm happy that I started to lay the groundwork where I could have a little bit of a following and a little bit more legitness to my pitch when I go talk to bar owners and restaurant owners in Nashville.
That's right. Legitness, is that the word you used?
Yeah, that's the word.
I'm gonna look that up when we get off the phone, okay?
Yeah, I don't know if you'll find anything.
Hey, it's part of being an artist is to, you know, create your own world, and I think you just did that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell me about the song we're going to play, and it's a good one, What a Fool I Would Have Been. Is that a true story?
Yeah, it's based on a true story. You know, I wrote it as a fun song, and I wanted it to be something about, like, kind of ironic in a sense, because it's talking about what a fool I would have been, except it's explaining all the things that you already did. So it's saying, I would have been a fool if I completely fell for you. It's about a girl. would have been a fool if I completely fell for you, but at least you told me you weren't about it before I could have made a huge fool of myself.
I gotcha. What's the website where people can find out more about Aidan Madden? AIDANMADDEN.
Correct. It's www.AidanMadden, spelled that way, official.com.
Aidan Madden, he's got a lot of legititude. Look that one up, Aidan. And he's here in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. Here is the song, What a Fool I Would Have Been, at 100.7 WHUD. Aidan, congratulations. Be careful.
Thank you very much, Andy. It was great talking to you.